Okay, so the EPA just handed SEMA a seat at the grown-ups table for emissions certification. Signed Monday, formal recognition by Wednesday. That's fast, even by executive order standards. Here's what it actually means. Right now, OEMs use emissions compliance as one of the quiet levers to keep independent shops out of their repair chains. You want to calibrate a forward-facing camera on a vehicle where that system touches emissions controls? Good luck getting OEM sign-off outside their dealer network. This cracks that door open. SEMA becomes an alternate certifier. That means independent calibration protocols could get a legitimate path to approval that doesn't run through the OEM's front office. That's not nothing. Here's what the trade press is getting wrong, though. They're writing this like it's a win for hot rod builders and performance shops. And sure, it is. But for collision and ADAS work, the bigger story is the precedent. If emissions certification can have an independent track, repair procedure certification is the next fight, and it's a bigger one. Now, nothing changes Monday morning. Don't call your insurer and tell them SEMA said you're good. That's not how this works yet. But watch how OEMs respond over the next 90 days. If they start tightening emissions-adjacent repair language and position statements, you'll know they felt this one. The EPA recognizing that OEMs shouldn't be the only voice in the room. That's the real headline. Took long enough.